in the mind of God. Dear brethren, peace be with you. When I find myself in a certain unusual circumstances or special occasions, I always feel like an alien. I imagine that everybody would be taken up by what one would be seeing, hearing, and feeling, whilst I would be trying to envision what might not be seen, heard, or felt. Let me give you an example. Take a marriage ceremony. Everybody, I would imagine, would be admiring the bride's dress. Everybody would be searching around to see who is present, who is not, and who might not have been invited. Everybody would be enjoying himself, eating and drinking. However, on my part, I would be wondering and asking myself, who knows the children that would be conceived of this union, the nice and bad experiences that they might go through, and who knows the plan that God has already designed for them, for the couple, for their children. What interests us is the present moment, the here and now. And it is difficult for us to see beyond, into the future. But God is foresighted. For God, there is no past, present, and future. Everything is present for Him. The psalmist says that what for us has a duration of 8 years, for God is like last night that passed away so quickly. If we were to observe nature, we would learn a lot. Consider a farmer as he goes out to sow his field. He would already be seeing the field golden with wheat ready for the harvest. But in order for us to see that beautiful vision, months have to pass. We need the simplicity to dream, to imagine, to open ourselves for incredible visions. We need to cease letting the pettiness of the present moment draw our attention and drain our energy. We need to be courageous enough so as to leap into the direction of our dream and vision, even if what we can do today looks as insignificant as a small childish step. And imagine what courage you need to have to do something today when you are more than sure that you will never be here to bear the fruit that will come out of your action. What a vision! God has such visions that take thousands and millions of years to realize themselves. Receiving a vision from God is like having this enthusiastic picture and feeling certain that it will soon be a reality. You work for it as if it is going to happen tomorrow, when you know that generations will pass and not even them would see its completion. Before the teaching, you read the call of Abram from the book of Genesis. God sought to communicate his vision for Abraham. He gave him the image of the multitude of the stars in the sky and the unquantifiable sand by the sea. Thousands of years passed, and 1/3 of the earth population today, that is the number of Christians, together with the ever-increasing Muslim population, and all the Jews spread all over the globe, consider Abraham as their father. However, all that he saw before he died was Isaac, apart from the other son, Ishmael. God has a vision of multiplication. I will multiply your generations. 33 years ago, I was in the midst of a big personal crisis, surrounded by thick darkness all around me, unable to make any sense of my life. My heart was aching so much that I was eagerly seeking one thing: my salvation. When the Lord took me by surprise and touched me on the night between the 25th and 26th June 1977, precisely 33 years ago, I remember him telling me, "It is not you who have chosen me, but I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, and fruit that will last." At the time, I was so wrapped in myself, all that I sought was concerning my well-being. All that interested me was to be born again and start a new life. So I did not understand anything of God's prophecy. They were nice words to hear, as always, but they did not mean anything more than words of encouragement, assurance, and trust for me. Today, I look backwards and I can say that I now have an idea. But I am sure that it is only an idea, and a vague idea for all that I believe. Now I can see what was in God's mind when he touched me. He thought of you. He thought of each one of you listening to this teaching. On that night, he was already seeing, thinking, and planning about you and for you. He has chosen you in Christ, even before the foundation of the world. But on that night, as on the day you were conceived in your mother's womb, when he touched me, he was making another concrete step to reach out to you. Today, I can see you sharing with me this grace I received, the grace you received, the grace we received. Today, I am hearing God telling me, and you, and us, it is not you who have chosen me, but I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, and fruit that will last. Who knows who is the oikos of your oikos? You know your oikos, but you don't know the oikos of your oikos. Who knows who is the oikos of your oikos that will soon have a personal encounter with the Lord, thanks to you and to your oikos? God knows, and looking at you in the cell, he is thinking not only of you, but even of your oikos, and even of your oikos, oikos, and keep going on, because God's vision is a vision of multiplication. So I really wish to invite you to join me at this pilgrimage towards our roots on Saturday, 26 June, coming. We leave by coach from Floriana at 4:30, as we want to be together during this pilgrimage to pray even on the coach. Then, as we arrive at the chapel in Poales, at St. Paul's Bay, at 6 in the evening, we shall have Mass, followed by an adoration. If you cannot come, please be with us in spirit, as you were 33 years ago, without your knowing. Be with us consciously. On that day, we will be praying for you, that the Lord will bless you and multiply your efforts in evangelization. Praised be the Lord Jesus Christ.